So far, so good.
All right, good.
Yeah, our first show and our new, completely new setup, Diggs. I think it's pretty amazing in here.
Hey, Brian, what'd you think of the couch?
Couch is nice. You know, I don't know. I have a bad back, and I cracked my tailbone when I was 16, so I've never fully recovered. So I don't know. Maybe I'll bring a memory foam cushion for me.
Do whatever that makes your old man bones feel better.
Yeah, that's exactly. Fine. Jeez.
This is Podcast Envy.
Do we want to get into, what do you want to get into? News?
Yeah, we can do stuff.
Stuff, okay.
Stuff and things. Here we go.
All right.
We can start off with this. How about this? So I remember a few episodes ago, we were talking about Garden State, the movie, and we kind of got into like a little bit of a path of talking about the music that was on the soundtrack, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it turns out they're having a 20th anniversary Garden State soundtrack concert at the Greek in L.A.
Oh, that's cool.
It's on March 29th. They're having The Shins, Iron and Wine, Frau Frau, Colin Hay, Thievery Corporation, Remy Zero, Carey Brothers, Bonnie Somerville, Sophie Baker, Remy Zero. I'm sorry, not Remy Zero. 07.
Is it Frau Frau or Frou Frou?
It could be Frou Frou. I've never heard it pronounced before. I think
she's got a couple different names.
Oh, is it like Sade?
Is that Imogene Heap?
Whoa, whoa.
is that an alternate name for Imogene Heap?
Mm-hmm.
But the give me your thoughts on ballpark of what the cheapest ticket for that would be.
Where is it being held again?
It's at the Greek Theater in LA.
The cheapest ticket?
Yeah.
$100.
No. $400.
$892. It's the cheapest ticket I could find. The most expensive ticket on there listed is at a little over $7,000.
Are they trying to
for the pit
recoup the lack of DVD sales for the movie?
He would think. I don't think they had a bad DVD sales, though.
No. Well, that's what I mean, but it's not selling anymore.
Yeah. Another thing that comes to mind is, have you guys had Chick-fil-A recently, in like the last 6 months?
Yeah, sure. Probably.
Have you noticed that their French fries have a different recipe?
The
French fries are different now.
They still doing waffles?
Yeah, still waffles, but they add something to make them feel crispy.
MSG?
You chew into them. I don't know what they do.
Is it like less potato, more air fry?
No, it just seems like they coat them with something now to make, because I've never really liked Chick-fil-A fries because they were always mushy when I got them. Okay. Like, they weren't like crisp, delicious, golden brown fries. They were just mushy potato.
Long drive home.
And now they've got something on them. Even though they are mushy, they are still crispy.
And is this a good thing?
No, I just wanted to know if anybody else noticed, because I noticed it and I was like, maybe it's just me and maybe I didn't realize, you know. But then the other day I saw a reel on Instagram. I was like, has anybody else noticed the Chick-fil-A fries are different? And I was like, me too.
Bacon feels so validated scrolling through his Instagram.
I was very validated in that moment.
I have noticed that their chicken sandwiches, they used to fall off the bun, right? The chicken was so big it would fall off the bun.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're smaller and skinnier.
Yeah.
They fit.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of it.
Circumference.
Yeah.
It's that darn inflation.
Yeah.
It's shrinkflation.
Well, and the other thing I realized is, isn't there like an ungodly number of ingredients in their chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a laundry list.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Yeah.
Dirty underwear and all.
You know, maybe it's just because I don't drive often unless I'm beelining it to a show.
Mm.
I don't drive often really to go anywhere to do much of anything. So I don't really do the fast food thing.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Maybe on the way home, but by then Chick-fil-A is closed.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's open.
Or it's Sunday.
Yeah, or it's Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm screwed.
Something else that I've noticed lately. Have you noticed the new Instagram Reels feature that they rolled out? I think it was yesterday or today, where now in the top right-hand corner, you can see who else liked the reel that you're watching.
That helps so that you don't send the same reel to people when they've already seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It also could be weird, too, because you go scroll and you're like, oh, this isn't the video for me, but oh, look who liked it.
Yeah. Or look who follows this person. Yeah. Interesting. All right.
I don't know. That's a little invasive for me. I don't like people knowing what I liked.
Oh. Yeah. Well, at least not having it right there in front of your face.
Yeah. Like, you know. Yeah.
I did notice, though, that if you're reeling or doing whatever on your on Instagram, and then you close the app and then you reopen it, it opens on Reels and you have to hit the home page to get back to home.
Mm.
So I've noticed that. And they also got, they did something with their 9-square grid. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where people can take 9 pictures and it's all one cohesive picture.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's all jacked up where all the lines are over. And so people's faces are like, you know, stupid. It's kind of funny because all these, it's funny and sad because all these photographers, right, that are showing off their work or their artists are promoting an album or something. And so they've blocked all these things off and it's all jacked up now.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So something that happened this weekend was the TikTok ban that That's happened.
Right. Yep.
You want to get into that now?
I mean,
I'm still recovering.
Because you're so active on TikTok. I just, you know, I've worked in IT for a while.
Yeah.
And whenever you migrate from one server to another, you have to have an outage window of about 12 hours, give or take 12 hours. But like they're being banned was off for about 12 hours.
Yeah.
Kind of like the maintenance window.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like that's interesting. That's all.
Well, was it really 12 hours?
It was like a day.
Yeah.
I thought it was less than that.
It was less than it. It was
people were doing nothing but complaining about it.
Which was like, yeah, this is a like meta obnoxiousness right here. Like,
ooh, nice one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a double entendre right there.
Natalia's brought back the muff.
But yeah, that's my favorite thing to do is open an app and hear people complain about other apps. This is like, this is what I'm here for on the internet. Thanks.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it was a very short period of time.
Yeah.
It wasn't long. And then it was back up and everything was fine.
But the thing is, everything wasn't fine because they're like, oh, hey, you know, because we turned ourselves off, we're having some glitches. Like, I got a couple notifications that were like, hey, we're still trying to iron through this. And I was like, you know what we do when we migrate servers? We have a window where
we got bugs.
Yeah. Bugs and stuff.
So was the, I don't have TikTok. I've never been on TikTok. Is it true that the messaging included verbiage about President Trump and how his administration is working to bring back TikTok?
Yeah, at the time, President-elect Trump that has no actual authority or any, you know, it's not legal for him to negotiate on behalf of the government because not yet the president. Just want to say that. But yeah, they did mention that.
In the caption when people tried to...
It was like an error message that popped up.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, the outgoing administration was like, you know what, we're not going to enforce this because we're a bunch of dumbasses and we did this in the first place. But you know what, never mind. You know, like, and the DOJ was like, yeah, we're not going to enforce the law. You know,
right?
We're going to let the new incoming administration deal with like the 90-day extension that's in the law. But it just seemed like a lot of theater to me. I don't know. I don't think it was legitimate.
It's all theater.
That's all.
All of it. Every ounce of it is.
Because nobody turned TikTok off. They voluntarily did it at the time that they did it.
Well, and it was just in the United States. So you had people in other countries that were like, I still have TikTok.
But you know what else is interesting about that? It also blocked CapCut, which is a big thing that a lot of people use, especially on social media to edit their videos.
Yep.
Because ByteDance, the parent corporation, owns them. And also some Marvel game, too. That
Rivals?
It wasn't Rivals. It was a smaller one.
Well, it's back for now, and we'll see what happens in the next 90 days.
Yeah. Speaking of apps, do you have favorite apps on your phone that you frequent more often? Or they're convenient because, you know, they save you time or they remind you of things you would have otherwise forgotten? Like, do you have favorite apps on your phone, Brian?
You know what? It's interesting you say that, Bacon, because I'm pretty sure we have a segment perfect for that.
Three
peas on the pot.
Go ahead, Brian. Oh, jeez.
Well, you know, every time you're doing that, I'm going to cut it out of the fucking final one.
Don't cut me out.
Don't take out my flatulence.
You know, I do have a few apps that I frequent on my phone, but they're not necessarily my favorite. Like Instagram, for instance. I kind of abhor Instagram.
Yeah.
Simply because it's just mindless. But it's also kind of a necessity as an artist to post where I'm going to be. If I'm releasing new music, it's a way for me to keep up with other artists.
Yep.
So I
send reels.
I kind of enjoy the app for that. Mm. But it's also a huge distraction and I don't think it's my favorite, but I will say keeping to favorite apps, Google Drive is probably one of my favorite apps.
Oh, okay.
I find that one to be the most useful. I've got all kinds of stuff. I've got forms. I've got, you know, recordings. I've got all kinds of stuff just saved on the cloud because you open up a Google account, you got 15 gigs just sitting right there. Yeah, whatever you want. Open up another Google account, and guess what? You got another 15 gigs.
Boom.
So that's one of my favorites. That's
what cool. else?
Oh, I was going to say the soundboard, you know, that I've got over
here.
Oh,
that one.
Here we go.
That I like to...
Give us an example. There you go.
I love interjecting with this stuff. And then I've got one more. Actually, it's kind of like Instagram in the sense it's kind of mindless, but it's I think it's more thoughtful. The Imgur app. I don't know if you guys remember that one or have heard of it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So it's Imgur. And I remember being on Imgur when it first came out, and I would be scrolling and I would get to the end.
Really?
Like in the course of like a few days, I would have already seen a bunch of stuff and then it'd be like, there's nothing else here. I'm like, what? I'm like, what other subs are there then?
You know, like the end of the Matrix.
Yeah.
Like, what? What is there?
You've reached the finish line.
Yeah, like you've reached the end of the internet.
But now it's, you know, it's boundless. There's so much content on there. So that one's fun because you'll find much like other social apps, there are pockets of political stuff and cats and other things, but I find that there's better humor on Imgur, so that's why I like it. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of people think that Vine was better than TikTok or Instagram will ever be, and there are some
I would
really
have to agree
hilarious Vine videos out there.
Because when you limit what you can share, then that forces the creativity to capture the interest, within that time frame, which is really important.
Yeah, because sometimes when I'm watching an Instagram reel, I'm like hearing the person talking, I'm like, okay, get to it. Oh my God, you're still going.
And you know they made reels now up to 3 minutes long.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can post some longer interview stuff from us then. Yeah. Look out, here it comes.
You could.
But like there's a guy called Hey It's Yoon who like watches these TikToks for us and cuts the chase. And like, at the end of it, he's like, there's like a text on the screen that says, saved you 2 minutes and 3 seconds or whatever.
There you go. That's like at the end of a meeting, they're like, I'm going to give that time back to you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Here's your quarterback.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks. Yeah.
What about you, Timbo?
Oh, boy. Yahoo Sports
Ooh.
Is a great app. I have all my favorite teams on there. So it's right up at the top. I get to see kind of, like real quick, like what the scores are, what's upcoming.
I didn't know Yahoo was still around.
It's still there.
Yep. Yahoo!
That's good. Waze.
Yeah.
Is another one of my favorites.
Yep.
I don't know where I'd be without that.
You know, I didn't like Waze is they told me that I had to leave my location setting on even when I wasn't using the app. And I'm like, you don't need to know where I am when I'm not trying to go somewhere.
They're in your basement, Bacon. They're waiting for you to go to sleep.
I mean, I know my data is already out there, whatever. But
TikTok, China.
China. If there are places where I can, you know, take control of my data, I'm going to.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, thanks for poo-pooing one of my favorite apps.
Hey, man.
Well, what's wrong? So tell me the difference. I'm going to get into that for a sec.
Okay.
What's the difference between that and Apple Maps or Google Maps or whatever?
I feel like Apple Maps is kind of your basic navigation. Google Maps, I think, is an upgrade to Apple Maps.
Mm-hmm. Is it because you like eating the little candies?
Kind of.
I don't know. Do you get to upgrade your guy?
Waze is a little more interactive. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I trust it. You know, it's better than back in the old days where you had a physical map.
Yeah.
Or
to try to figure out where to go.
Or Apple Maps back in the day.
Apple Maps would take you into a man-made lake.
Okay. Michael Scott.
Yeah. There you go. See?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And the New York Times games app.
Look at you playing games.
Every day I'm on it. Whether it's Wordle, whether it's Connections, whether it's a crossword.
You have an order in which you play that you're like, all right, knocked out the Wordle in 10 minutes.
Yeah, the Wordle is normally the first thing to go, and then it's the crossword.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Did you guys ever try the other one? It was like a...
Sudoku?
No, it's not a New York Times one. It's another one, but it's kind of like...
Well, they bought like all of them.
It's kind of like Wordle. Right? And you guess you guess the words and it tells you how close you are with like, and it keeps track. And now I'll have to look it up. Yeah, that one was fun.
Yeah, look it up. I don't know that one.
I'll look it up on a break.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But those are my three. What about you, Bacon?
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite apps is the MLB app because it allows me to watch the Phillies out of network. So how
does that work?
Do you have to pay for that one?
Yeah, you got to pay. I don't remember exactly how much it is, but like it was like maybe $100, and you can watch every single baseball game
one time, $100. Come.
Yeah,
and you can get it on your TV too. Or?
Yeah, you just kind of AirPlay it, and it just
Oh,
and I have it on my Apple TV too. So yeah, I don't have to have it. But yeah, I mean, I can watch any baseball game I want to. They do recaps at the end of the game, so if I miss the game, I can watch like a shortened version, like 8 to 10, 15 minutes long. Maybe.
Does it chop it up for you so you can decide what you want to watch?
And they do like there's like news on it and stuff. And the only thing about it that sucks is whenever the Phillies play the Nationals, it's blacked out because they want you to watch it on cable. And it's like, okay, but I don't have cable.
Mm-hmm. That's why I paid for the MLB.
Exactly. Like I paid for the MLB for this specific reason so I can watch when the Nats come and play.
Mm. It's not MLB sometimes or MLB often.
Yeah.
It's MLB.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, baseball wise, it's a great app.
Yeah, you keep saying wise, man. See, that's the thing. When we have these conversations about the little things that bother us, we talk about them, and you guys are like, I'm just going to do every single thing that Bacon just listed for the rest of the time into infinity.
Well, I know that deep down, Brian wanted to say one of his favorite apps was Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Or Sky Blue.
Whichever one it is, I forget.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, I don't even look at it.
Peanut.
I changed my iPhone, so I just see symbols. I don't even know what they are anymore.
Yeah. I just memorize where it's like.
It's like the square goes in the square hole.
It's kind of how it's going now.
Yeah.
Our generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right. What else you got?
Tell us more about that, Tim. Yeah. How do you feel?
It's bad. Seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I just installed a turlet in my reclining chair. Okay. Let's put it that way.
Can I just get a drink of water?
What's that? Yeah. From the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got, Bacon?
My notes app.
I'm surprised.
I'm a notes app girl.
I'm surprised you didn't say that or the audio recorder.
I didn't think about
the voice recorder?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Those are the two.
Yeah, the notes app.
Good
for sure.
Call on that one, Bacon.
The fact that you can collaborate, you can attach news story, like the functionality of it is fantastic.
You can even insert pictures.
Yeah.
If you will, like you want to remember something associated with a description.
And for the record, when we collaborate on notes, can you not insert pictures of your private moments, Brian? It's really awkward. Bacon and I are trying to put together.
You could have told me this in private.
Well, you could have shown us these in private. Anyway, go
or
ahead.
Not shown us at all.
You're telling me this now. You know, well, I never would have thought.
I'm just saying. Your new tattoo looks great, by the way.
Thanks. It's pretty long, isn't it?
Oh, the back tattoo?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, that's the one. And my third
is
my plant watering app.
Oh, I knew that was going to pop up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't pick Blue Sky because kind of like Brian said it with Instagram, it's not really, I don't enjoy it. And I've actually considered like in the last couple of days just getting rid of it because all it does is like poke at that outrage button and I just need
to. I thought that was like different. That's why you liked it. It's different.
Like it's different in the sense that there's paying attention to what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like paying close attention to what's going on in the world and hearing like they're trying to cancel the 14th Amendment, for example.
Oh, right.
You know, and you're like, oh, that's so annoying to hear that. Yeah. And then, but like, I don't want to do that anymore. Like,
you want more mindless stuff than something that's going to fire you up.
Yeah, not necessarily mindless, but just like
entertainment.
Just more interesting things that are like, I'd rather learn how a dam is built than watch the news. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll like practical engineering on YouTube. Shout out to them. Like, they have great. 15-20 minute
Thornton. YouTube is fantastic. Oh, honestly,
so the best.
All of the repairs, if I could have added more,
that
YouTube
been
would have
mine.
Been on there too. Yeah. All the things that I've learned to do, you know, at various degrees, various times of my life, there are so many intelligent people out there just putting stuff together. And I'm like, yes, thank you. You have saved me probably a year of my life because I just needed to know this one thing. I didn't need to go to school to do all this stuff. I just needed to know the one thing.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the trick?
Yeah.
Show me the trick. That's it.
It's really great.
Yeah.
I mean, I can watch a lot, like most of my favorite content on YouTube. And like, that's one of the things I think is going to soon get in shitified is like the other people's IP on YouTube is going to turn into a problem eventually. Wow. And they're going to be like, nope, we're not doing that anymore. So you're going to have to pay for another app.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I can see that.
Well, it's already YouTube is free, but with ads.
Right.
And then you can subscribe to it, right? Does that take out the ads, though?
It takes out all the ads. I cannot recommend that enough.
Yeah.
Pay for YouTube Premium. The amount of time you save, not just because of, you know, there's no commercials, but like there's no repetitive commercials. Because the thing that was driving me crazy is I'd switch to Premium during the election because it was just constantly political ads. For any movie, and sometimes in the middle of the video, when they're like, oh, you know, boom, they just kind of stick it in there, and you're like, oh, that was jarring.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the worst. Because when I'm watching the instructional video, and they're like, and here's the part you need to worry about, and it's like, we hate so and so and this and that, or it's like, you
can
know,
I tell you about Royal Match?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Kill me.
The worst.
That poor guy.
I know.
Does he ever get
he's
out?
Always in a situation. He's so meanwhile, comfy. I'm like holding, like, deciding like when do I turn the water off to then change this?
Yeah.
And I'm like holding the bucket here. I'm like, when's the next ad off? Come on. Let's
and
go.
You're like punching the screen with your nose trying to get the skip button going.
Yeah. So while we're on the topic of apps, what if we switch it to like your favorite appetizers?
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
Are you hungry?
I am. I'm always hungry. You know that.
So you asked the appetizer over here.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, bacon.
I like bacon wrapped dates.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're usually pretty resistant to it at first. Just kidding. I'm not a psycho.
And then the chloroform kicks in.
But yeah, I like bacon wrapped dates, especially if there's stuff with like they have some goat cheese in there too.
Okay.
That sounds good. Did you make that for us tonight for the podcast?
I did not, no.
Yeah,
you could have made us your appetizers tonight and you didn't do it?
You know, I was busy.
All right, what's next? What's your second go-to?
Second, jalapeno poppers.
Oh, you stole one of mine.
If they're made right, they can be off the chain.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Yeah. Wrapped with bacon.
And I also like nachos, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Like loaded nachos. With
like nasty.
With everything.
Loaded nachos. Are we talking like 7-Eleven?
No. I'm talking like, you know.
Homemade?
Essentially a seven-layer dip on top of chips.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, usually when we get together, he shows up with a couple different things. And one consistent appetizer that he shows up with is blackened and broiled shrimp, jumbo shrimp.
Mm.
And he's got this like smoky horseradish cocktail sauce. Ooh, killer.
Nice.
That one's one of my favorites.
Okay.
I was going to say poppers.
Mm.
But instead I'm going to go with the extra that I put, wingies. Love me some wingies.
That was on my list.
But sometimes those are less of an appetizer for me and more of an entree. I'll just get two.
Well, it depends on how many.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll just get
the
two
more
orders.
You get, and then you get your veggies on it, right, bacon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plenty of celery on
celeries.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. We went
carrots.
We went to see Brian play at Social House here in South Riding. And I ordered the teriyaki wings. They weren't great.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. But, It came with celery and carrots, and I just so badly wanted to throw my celery at Brian while he was playing.
You should have.
I should have.
If you had told me, I would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't just chuck it at the side of my face, like, dude. I know you.
I was really trying to go for that hot, you know, that hot dog picture against your face. Yeah. Just do that with celery.
But I have a third.
Okay.
I have a solid third.
Okay.
Bacon's homemade spinach and artichoke dip.
Ooh. I don't think I've ever had that.
He walked me through the ingredients and it made me hungry.
Was it spinach and artichoke and let's see, cream cheese?
Uh-huh.
And
but tell him what was different.
I put in
grease.
No, I put in a 4-ounce drained can of green chilies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It gives it just a little bit of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little spicy-ish, but it's good.
Does he, like, did he make you pita bread or pita chips?
I made
or?
bread.
He did make bread.
Bread bread.
And I had a slice, because apparently we came home with it.
Yeah, I told Courtney she could take it. Yeah.
So we've been incrementally just, you know, gnawing at it. It's good.
Yeah.
I had some today before I came over. Timbo, what you got on your list? What are your favorite appetizers?
Chicken wings was taken.
Ooh. Yeah, oh, look at us passing the buck.
I know. But you can't go wrong with sliders.
Ooh.
Yes.
Now, are you thinking White Castle or are you thinking slightly larger?
A little bit larger. Give me something a little bit larger and put some cheese and bacon on top of it. I'm good. Like mini cheeseburger bacon sliders.
Yeah. You know who's got some decent sliders is Bronson Beer Hall. Mackenzie's playing there tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. And they put a little pickle chip
I'm okay with the pickles.
On top.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I'm down for that. I love to eat pickles.
Good to know.
That's just random information for you all out there. All right.
Another one I got is a dip. Corn dip that my wife Lindsay makes. You get some those Fritos scoops.
Okay.
Dive right into the corn dip. It's amazing.
Is the corn dip cold or
it's
warm?
Hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cold corn dip doesn't do it for me.
Hot. It's like piping hot. You gotta let it cool, but it's got that cheese, that Parm cheese crust on top.
Mm-hmm.
And you just dive right into it. So good.
Just get that Fritos chip and it breaks and you get a Fritos.
No, no.
Recon.
The Fritos scoops,
the scoops,
they don't break.
Oh.
Those are good.
Isn't that corn on corn crime?
Damn it.
I was hoping to land at least one of those two.
It's okay, bacon.
You know, maybe one day you'll be in charge of the buttons.
Maybe.
And then the last one I got, sometimes it's an appetizer. Sometimes, you know, people use it for a meal, but I love a good quesadilla.
Mm.
Chicken quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, sour cream, guac, salsa.
What other apps would you say to round out a third topic?
What appliances do you use?
One you pick?
Well, we could do that one or we can do the,
I don't mind.
Yeah, we could do that one. The other one that you had, there's two others.
Yeah.
There's last appointment that you made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sensing a theme here. Is app the theme?
App is the theme, yeah.
Look at me picking up.
And then there's a
good job,
favorite,
buddy.
Thanks.
Favorite apparel.
Uh-huh.
Which for me is pretty basic. It's essentially what I'm wearing.
I haven't showered in 3 weeks.
If we're going to do favorite apparel, I'm always wearing a hat.
Oh, man.
I love me a pair of jeans and just a t-shirt. Which is on underneath of the sweatshirt because it's like 5 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Dude, literally.
It is more than crisp. It is crispy.
It hurts
out there.
It hurts. When it's that cold, it hurts. What's your favorite apparel, Brian?
Well, you only listed one. Oh,
I did.
All
I listed
three.
All three. Boom, boom,
all,
and boom.
All in one shot.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Listed his outfit.
I'd have to say my new t-shirt that I'm wearing tonight is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Yeah, Explain it to the people that don't see us on video now.
So this is a commander's shirt or commander's style shirt with instead of...
Would that be the Washington Commanders?
The Commanders, yep.
Washington Commanders that are in the playoffs?
Yeah. Wow. Dude, we got one more game and then it's sink or swim. It's in or out.
Yeah.
You're on or off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Against the EL... G-S-E-S
Eagles. You saw that?
That was pretty wild, man. That's
like,
so
what?
Funny you knew about that. the algorithms got us pegged.
I know.
But Jack Labadee, we interviewed him earlier.
Yeah. Fantastic artist.
He designed this shirt, and I'm proud to wear it, and I wear it as often as it is clean, which is quite frequent. I'd say sweat shorts. Uh-huh.
To make sure I heard you correctly.
One of my new favorite things to wear. So I got it as a gift for Christmas.
Okay.
And I've seen them in the stores. And I thought, you know, if I were to buy a pair, I'd just be like, these are stupid. And they were gifted to me. And they're not stupid. They're actually pretty awesome.
Oh, nice.
They're super comfy. I found they're comfortable to wear around the house. You can work out with them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Go outside, makes get sense. The mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they're comfy.
Okay.
I haven't worn them out to like a restaurant or something yet.
Yeah. I would strongly advise you not
or
to
a
do
gig.
That.
Or a gig. You gonna wear those with like yeah, your tank top?
You know what?
Wear come that out, with your tank top.
Come out, see us this summer. I'll wear my sweatshorts.
Okay.
Nobody's asking for that.
It'd probably go better than Bacon's jeans and Dewey.
Probably.
Oh, summer. We're gonna do this yeah. again.
Okay. At least I feel like that has kind of an option thing yeah. going on. You know, we could have gotten some scissors for yeah, you.
If your ankles get cold, you can always pull your pants down.
Exactly. Awkward.
And third, I'd say probably any one of my hoodies. I have a ridiculous amount of hoodies.
Zip up or pull over?
That's a great question, actually. It depends on if my hair's up or down.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right, moving on.
I guess Tim doesn't want to talk about hair.
I guess not. Sensitive subject.
I guess so.
Go ahead, Bacon. Sorry. Okay. What are your favorite apparels to wear?
I really like lounge pants. Yeah, like the light. They're not as heavy as sweatpants. They're not pajamas, yeah. but they're like lounge pants.
And I know
you
what
wear
you mean.
Them around the house.
Although like those the jogger. Are,
yeah, the jogger. Yeah. Although I don't.
I think it's yogurt. It's a soft
jogger.
Always correcting people, Tim. What the yeah. hell? But yeah, I like the lounge pants. I also like flannel shirts.
Okay. I like to tell.
Yeah.
Do you button them or leave them unbuttoned?
Both.
Like you have it now.
You know, I like it that it's so flexible. I can button it up in case I'm going to something a little bit more formal, you know, like a wood chipper competition gala.
Lumberjack convention.
Exactly. It's the after party. You
is
button
this
it
the
up.
Movember after party?
Yeah. But yeah. also as unbuttoned as just like a
cash.
Like cash, you know, super yeah, cash.
Are you do you put a shirt on underneath? Or do you do the bride?
No, just let the chest.
Let it go?
No, I wear a matching or corresponding
color.
Color, yeah.
Nice. I love it.
I put thought into my outfits, even if it is just lounge pants and a sweatshirt.
What
welcome to the Bacon Dressing Hotline. Today I'll be wearing black lounge pants.
Ooh.
Bring it on the flannel. Black socks with Dickies written across the toe. Those are actually my socks.
And my black lucky t-shirt underneath.
Yeah. In the NFL.
Once upon a time in the NFL.
They have a secret. It's not really a secret, but an ooh. Unknown favorite snack for halftime. You know, when you play soccer as a kid, you know, one of the moms or
oranges.
Dads is responsible for orange slices.
Yes, and Ecto Coolers.
Yes. Well, in the NFL, it's Uncrustables. They consume an inordinate amount of Uncrustables. And for those who aren't familiar, they're the circle bread with peanut butter and jelly in the middle with
yeah.
no crust. Yeah.
yeah. What's exactly. your favorite flavor?
I mean, I've only ever had the grape and peanut butter. Is there other ones?
The strawberry.
Oh, is there?
Yeah,
oh,
strawberry is the best. Yeah.
I would definitely say strawberry then. Yeah. yeah.
Do you put them in the freezer or the fridge?
Oh, freezer. To store them?
Well, then you eat them. Yeah.
I mean,
do you like them cold or frozen or what? Or room temperature?
I toast them.
You do?
Ooh.
Is that not a thing?
Well, I don't know.
Now.
I'm just asking.
Oh,
Pop
yeah.
Tarts is on the phone. They want to talk to you.
No. toaster's killer.
Yeah.
I've got to try that. Ooh. I've never done that.
Oh, it's the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they, in 2023, the Athletic magazine set out to determine how many Uncrustables they consume in a week. Well, it varies team by team, but the most is from Denver. They do 700 per week.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Now, are they eating them cold? Are they just like, give me the next one. Let's go. I'm hungry.
Are they eating them or are they inhaling them?
So yeah. It's 700 a week. There's what, 53 on the active roster?
Mm-hmm.
Does that include coaches and all too?
I would assume so.
yeah. yeah. Still, that's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, they probably don't eat as much as the linebackers do, but I'm sure the coaches have one.
That's
or
like
two.
Each of them, that's like seven each.
What is yeah. it? Just like a quick
or more.
Quick energy that's not yeah. going to bog you down.
Yep. The team that eats the least is the Saints.
Oh.
They only eat around 50 of them. But in 1 week, the entire NFL, it's 700 pounds worth of Uncrustables.
Wow.
Mm.
That's unreal.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like a lot.
And this has been not exciting, but true. Do we want to play a game?
Yeah, we want to play
a game. All right, let's do a game.
Timmy, you got a game for us?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Let's do
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Do we have any music for it?
We probably do.
Yeah. Nice. All right. We'll start off with an easy one.
All right.
This is all about the upcoming NFL big game. What are the Roman numerals for this year's big game?
Oh, shit.
I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure what number we're on. Is it 54, 55?
No, hold on. He said Roman numerals.
Yeah, but I'm just making sure I know what the number is. Oh, you're not going to give us the number?
If you tell me, if you tell me the right number, I'll tell you yes or no, but it's not 54 or 55.
Can you tell us high or low?
It's higher than 55.
Are we at 60 yet?
No.
Okay. So it's 59.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So 50 is D, I think, isn't it? Or L?
L, V, and then four singles.
L, I, 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 V.
No.
L. I'm so dumb.
L. Exelon. Valkyrie.
L, I, X.
LIX is correct.
Yeah.
That's a LIX? Point for bacon.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's a point for bacon.
That was dumb of me.
I was thinking the V, I-I-I-V. I was thinking V being 10. I was like, wait, no, that's not right. 10 is X.
What teams were in the big game last year?
Chiefs.
Yep. Buccaneers?
No.
Falcons?
Nope.
Can't remember.
Oh, God. This hurts my brain.
Was it the 49ers?
That's correct.
Good pull.
Wow, Brian, you gotta.
I'm sucking hard right now.
All right.
Okay. Awkward. The last three big games have been decided by how many points each? It's the same number.
The last three?
The last three have been decided by what number of points?
The
It's the difference between the winning team and the losing team.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
I'm going to say six.
Incorrect.
Nine.
Incorrect.
Three.
That's correct.
Yeah! Got it.
Well done.
All right. All right, one to your two.
Brian's on the board. All right. So out of the teams of the NFC East, that would be Washington, Philadelphia, Dallas, and the Giants.
I love how Dallas is part of the NFC East.
Yeah, right.
I know. Who has won the most big games and who has won the least big games?
I'm going to say I'm going to say it's Dallas won the most and the least was the Commanders.
Yeah, I'd say Commanders the least.
So I take it since you're not saying I was
That's
correct.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Oh. What was the 14?
We have the Giants, we have the Cowboys, we have the Eagles, and we have the Commanders.
Eagles the most, Giants the least.
That's incorrect.
Giants the most. Commanders the least.
That's incorrect.
Eagles.
The Eagles don't have very
the
many.
The least?
Maybe the Eagles have the least. That's possible.
Dallas the most?
That's correct.
All right. Oh. I hate to admit that was a fact, but that's a fact. That's
Sorry, right. buddy.
All right. Tie ball game. Okay. Two teams have won six times, which is the most in history. Who are they?
How many teams?
Two teams have won the big game six times.
Dallas and Green Bay.
Both are incorrect.
Patriots.
And
Dolphins.
No.
The Bears?
No.
The Bears.
And whenever I say the Bears, I'm always talking about like the 1970s. Definitely not the recent Bears.
Yeah. The 85 Bears is probably one of the best of all time.
Yeah. The Steelers?
That's correct.
All right. Oh, good pull.
The Steelers and the
Patriots.
What year was the first big game?
1928.
Incorrect.
1931.
Incorrect.
1953.
Incorrect. More recent.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You can't cheat. What are you
Why
doing?
Not?
What
this do
you
whole mean? I'm not looking it up. I'm just using my calendar. I'm my calculator. Sorry.
Oh, he's taking this year and subtracting. That's not bad.
1966.
Close.
1967.
That's correct.
All right.
Brian's so grumpy. So Bacon won't be able to find this on his phone. But who played in that first big game?
George Clooney.
There we go. Vince Brian's Lombardi? Checked out. Brian's checked out. All right.
Jim Halpert.
Vince Lombardi? Did you hear me?
No, no. What teams
what
played?
Teams?
Oh,
sorry.
Teams. I think
what
you said
teams
who?
Played. What teams played in
well,
that
didn't
first
say that.
Big game?
The Skins?
No.
Did the teams have different names?
Nope. Is the it, same as what they are now.
Are we allowed to ask for hints? Like if I say, is it...
No, you can't.
Okay.
There are very strict rules.
You're on
we
the
get
right
together
track
and
with
we're
your
having
first
fun.
Guess. I'll give you that hint.
I'll say Steelers.
I don't remember.
They were really big in the 70s, though.
I don't remember my first guess, so that's terrible. The Bears?
No. You named a person.
Oh, Vince Lombardi. Vince Lombardi. Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Okay,
and?
Green Bay and...
give me the other team. Brian, get it quick.
The Lions?
Chargers.
No.
The Eagles?
Nope.
Patriots?
Nope.
No, we said Pittsburgh. 49ers?
Yeah.
They've always had the same name?
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins.
We've already talked about them. No.
The Browns.
No.
That's what I thought, the Steelers. All right. 49ers?
No.
No. Did you already say that?
Did we say Dallas already? Okay.
Going for a three-peat this year.
Oh, the Chiefs.
There you go. Brian
hey.
Got it.
God, why was that? Phew. You better
All
edit
right.
the shit out of this
I'm
game.
I'm going to have to.
Last question. That's for all the marbles.
Okay.
I thought we were playing.
Championship of the world.
I thought we were playing for gold bullion. What's going on?
Exactly.
The marbles.
12 teams have never won. Can you name two?
The Dolphins?
Incorrect. Brian gets the guess.
Oh.
Pin your nose on your nose.
The Giants.
The Giants have won. That's incorrect.
Have they? Oh.
Bacon?
Seahawks.
They won.
Hey, that's a team. Chargers.
Hey, that's a team.
San Diego has never won.
Okay.
Hey.
Now do I get a chance to get the second one?
Yep.
Okay.
We're waiting on number two.
Twelve teams have never won.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's sad. Sad times. Falcons.
That's correct. Brian is the winner.
Whoa! Look, Ma, I made it.
Well done. I begrudgingly give you a high five.
There you go.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Thanks, Tim, for being patient with
of
us.
Of course. Yeah, no,
especially
fun.
Me.
You're probably just like, oh my God, these guys know nothing about this shit.
Tim's like, I know all these answers without looking them up.
I just tried to do my best not to say anything other than the big game.
Yeah.
Like I put it multiple times to make sure that I did.
So that, that we can air this without getting
correct.
Taxed or have the episode yanked.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was a big thing. But it you know, to me, it's just kind of fun to kind of set these up and. What I do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
And it didn't even matter because the last one I got it right, and I'm a winner because of it.
That's easy. Right. And it's not like my quizzes, which are like 45 questions long.
Ooh.
Do you know where this year's game is, since we have some time left on this?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is the game this year?
I know that the leading up to this, we're playing at the Eagles Stadium.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Bills are the home field, right, for their game.
But, yeah, the Bills are home field for their game, too.
But the, big game is always at a place in the country.
And it's always... I'll give you some hints, too. They always play in either a climate that's good at that time of year,
mm-hmm.
or a dome. So mm-hmm. You'd have to know the stadium as
well. So either somewhere in the south or somewhere in the lower Midwest.
Yeah.
Do you already know?
I don't. I don't know for sure. I have a guess, but I'm not sure if I'm right.
Okay. What?
Alabama?
No.
There's no football team in Alabama. Is it? Well, not.
You guys see my socks?
It's in Louisiana.
That's correct.
Oh, I should have known that because of the shooting that happened. Or
well, let's not bring it out.
The terrible tragedy that happened there.
Correct.
No, I should have known that.
You made me sad after all this excitement. Why would you do that?
Sorry. I didn't mean to trigger you.
So, well, Bacon, good luck to your Eagles.
And everybody out there, make sure you write us. Give us your feedback.
Yes.
We would really appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, and if you could put your name at the end.
Yeah, make sure you include your name.
And provide enough feedback, like enough of you to provide feedback, so then Bacon doesn't come to Brian and I and say, well, we don't really have feedback this week. That's like our favorite thing to do to kick off the shows, right?
We do love the feedback.
Brian?
That's true.
Talking to the mic.
Could you get a little bit closer?
Thank you. All right, good. Awesome. All right, boys.
It's true.
Oh, boy.
It's true.
All right, boys. Cheers.
Hey, cheers.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Brian. Do it.
Cheers, guys.
Do it.
Say it!
This podcast was produced and engineered by Michael Bacon from Bacon Wave Productions in cooperation with Revelry Media Productions. Video was provided by Brian Johnson. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at PodcastRNV and on TikTok at Podcast.NV. Send us your thoughts over email at feedback@PodcastNV.com.
Digging into my couch, trying to hide myself from this terribleness that was happening
television. Are we sure the auto-tune wasn't just plugged in and AI was like, let's fuck with her?
Like, the only other time I felt that way watching TV was watching Joe Biden in the debate. Like, that's how cringy it felt for me. I was like, oh, my God.
It was tough.
I feel bad for her and bad for me at the same time.
Yeah, I felt bad for her.
So does she sound better when not in those specific circumstances?
Man, I hope so. She was like, that was so bad. I'm going to check into rehab.